PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehong.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. Very nice to have you with us today. And we actually have a few things to get to that we will do after our first song, which I want to take a listen to now because I want to get all of this out of the way. So let's begin with Al Hurt with Java. And Java beginning today's edition of Happy Station. Well, we actually hope that you enjoyed the special program that we did last week from the port city of Geelong. And a lot of people were commenting, saying, well, it sounded like there was a lot going on, especially from the beginning. Well, there was, because when we were doing the show, I actually wasn't 100% certain that the microphone was even picking up my voice. I thought there would be just a lot of noise. Because how we did it is I recorded the whole show and then sent the files back to Taipei and somebody else was editing it together because I had to catch a flight somewhere else. So I wasn't able to edit the show myself. But yeah, nevertheless, actually came out a lot better than I thought. And some of you are asking if we're going to be doing another program like that. Yes, we are. We have some actually planned. We just haven't gotten around to doing them yet. Anyway, that is neither here nor there. Last week on the show, I mentioned to you that we had a special broadcast last weekend, the 21st and 22nd of August. Well, the program actually didn't go out. And that's because of a technical problem that arose last weekend at our relay. We weren't the only ones that were affected, but a number of other stations were also affected as well. So the program didn't go out last weekend. And a number of you wrote in to say that. And I didn't know that until Monday when I came in. And I was like, well, there's no response here. This is really funny. But there was a response in our other email box saying that, what happened to you? You were gone. Disappeared. Vamos. Auf Wiedersehen. Ciao, ciao. But anyway, that is the past. We have rescheduled it for this weekend. So if you're listening to this program before August 28th or before 6 hours UTC on August the 28th, this is the schedule. It's August 28th and 29th. The times are 6 to 8 hours UTC to Europe on 7780 kilohertz. And then August 29th to North America from 1 to 3 hours UTC on 7570 kilohertz. So everything actually is remaining the same, the times and the frequencies, except for the dates. So the 28th and 29th. And if you go to our website, pcjmedia.com, you'll see it on our phone, on the homepage. And we even mention, due to a technical problem, the program has been rescheduled for next week, which is actually this week. All right? So go to our website and find the details on it as well. All right. Time now for more music. And we are going to listen to the Johnny Man Singers with Heart of Soul. Heart of Soul here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Every so often we get little surprises from listeners, and we actually had one that was sent to us from a listener in the United States, Mark McKinney, and it was something that he recorded many, many, many years ago, and he wondered if we actually had a copy. We actually have the studio master of that show, but it was a show that he recorded off air for the 45th anniversary of Happy Station. And, well, we decided to give him a call up, and I want to bring you now a little bit of that interview.
Well, I recorded those tapes on a reel-to-reel tape recorder back when they were first broadcast, and I've had them in a box in my closet all these years. So I've made cassette copies. I'm afraid I'm not really too digitally savvy, so I didn't try to convert them to a digital format, but I made cassette copies for you and just sent them to you.
Now, you started listening to Happy Station during the Eddie Starts era, right?
Yes, that's correct.
How did you come across the show? Were you just tuning around one Sunday and there was Eddie?
Yes, that's basically the way it happened. It was a good signal because it was a relay transmission via Bonaire in the Netherlands Antilles. It came in really clearly. But I just latched on to it because I enjoyed listening, and it was very appealing.
I mean, it must be. I mean, I don't know what's going through your mind right now. I mean, this is more than 45 years ago when you started listening. Did you ever think that, you know, more than 45 years down the road, you'd be talking to the guy who's hosting the show in 2012?
No, absolutely not. But it's a nice surprise.
So you even had a chance to head to the Netherlands.
Yes.
To meet Eddie, and you also met Tom. When was that?
That was in 1973. I was in college, and I was part of a European study tour with my college. We were over there in Europe for 10 weeks, but unfortunately the itinerary did not take us to Holland, so before we left, I got permissions to leave the group and make a side trip to Holland, and I was there 3 or 4 days and got to meet both Edward Starts at his home, along with his longtime secretary, Jean Verstark, and then I got to meet Tom Meyer at the Radio Nederland studios.
What do you remember about those two encounters?
Well, both of them were very, very nice to me. Neither one could have been nicer. I know when I walked in to see Eddie for the first time, actually Jean answered the door at his home, and she took me back into his living room. I think I was in awe of this person that I'd listened to so often that I think some of the first things I said didn't make a whole lot of sense, but he very quickly put me at ease. And he was very sincere, very genuine, very nice to me. We spent several hours together. He took me in his car to see one of the palaces that the Queen lived in there in Holland, and he took me to one of his favorite cafes right on the water there, one of the canals. So I had a great time with him. And then another day I was able to take a train from Amsterdam, where I was staying, over to Hilversum and go to the Radio Nederland studios and meet with Tom. And Tom went out of his way to be nice to me. He spent more time with me than he probably really had time to spend because he was so busy at that time. But he was very nice to me and even gave me a ride in his car from the studios in Hilversum back to my hotel. So I just remember both of them being extremely nice to me.
You know, what's amazing when you tell that story, and I think a lot of younger people that are maybe listening right now would say, what, radio personalities went out their way to do this? I mean, today, I can tell you firsthand a funny story that happened a few years ago with me. There was a guy that I used to listen to on I believe it was the BBC World Service. And when I went to London, I was getting a tour of the BBC, and there he was, and we talked for a bit. And he was the coldest person I could ever meet. I mean, today, especially in international broadcasting, there doesn't seem to be the same kind of friendly contact that there was back in those days, which I think is the reason why international broadcasting maybe has declined. Not just shortwave, but people don't really go out of their way anymore to really communicate directly with the listeners.
Well, both of them were very nice to me. One of the things I think about Edward Starts is that it seemed like when he was talking on the radio, he was talking directly to you. It's like you had a good friend in your living room talking to you. And he was the same way in person. He was very, very nice to me. Tom, of course, as well. He was extremely polite and went out of his way to make me feel comfortable and welcome there at the studios.
Now you're obviously we're listening to a lot of shortwave radio at the time. What other programs would you be listening to?
Well, I listened to Radio Nederland a lot. I remember His and Hers with Jerry and Dodie Cowan, and I remember Harry Van Helder on DX Jukebox. And I listened to Radio Switzerland, some BBC, Radio Canada, so quite a few stations. But the Happy Station was my favorite program by far.
You know, I'm in touch with Dodie. She now goes by her maiden name, Deborah Ray.
Yeah.
And she's not young anymore. And I will call her up And we'll get talking for about, you know, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. And the thing is, she is still the same way.
Well, I really enjoyed listening to her and Jerry as well on that His and Hers show. Mm-hmm. That was one of my favorites as well.
Mike, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me, and I wish you continued success.
Mark McKinney, all the way in the United States, who sent us along a off-the-air copy of a Happy Station that he recorded many, many years ago. A number of listeners actually have sent us things that it's surprising that somebody actually would keep something so long, but then I try to think, well, actually, I've done the same. I have some tapes of programs that I recorded off shortwave many years ago that I actually still have. A couple of them are very historical programs. For example, the special BBC broadcast the day the British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher resigned. And I think actually if you go to our website, there's a link there that'll bring you to that program. Anyway, time for music now. Engelbert Humperdinck and 10 Guitars.
They come from miles around to hear them play a melody. Beneath the stars, my 10 guitars will play a song for you. And if you're with the one you love, this is what you do. Oh, dance, dance, dance to my 10 guitars. And very soon you know just where you are. Through the eyes of love you'll see a thousand stars. Oh, when you dance, dance, dance to my 10 say. So give them all a pretty girl and they will start to play. Beneath the stars of my 10 guitars will play a song for you. And if you're with the one you love, this is what to do. Oh, dance, dance, dance to my 10 guitars.
The one and only Engelbert Humperdinck, who's still going strong today, performing in places like Las Vegas and other concert places, with 10 guitars. Alrighty, alrighty, alrighty. I am a big fan of films from the silent era. Love Charlie Chaplin. Love Abbott and Costello. And of course, Laurel and Hardy. Now, all three of them made also talkie films, but I love comedy and slapstick comedy from that era. Now, Abbott and Costello were also big names on radio, especially with sketches like Who's on First? You know, What's on Second? Who's on Third? You know, I think anybody who is familiar with American comedy will know the Who's on First sketch by Abbott and Costello. Laurel and Hardy, on the other hand, even though they made many films for the Roach Studios, as well as some sound films, didn't really make a transition into radio. There were attempts to start a Laurel and Hardy radio show. In fact, a pilot was done, but only the pilot. But they did perform
on radio for Armed Forces Radio Service. The sketch that we're going to take a listen to now is one of them, one of the very few rare radio performances of Laurel and Hardy. It's called The Marriage of Stan Laurel.
Well, the justice of the peace lives right up here, Stanley. Just think, in a few minutes, you and Patsy will be one.
One what?
One husband and one wife.
Well, that makes two.
Oh, shut up.
Will you two can that chatter? I want to get this wedding over with.
Do you feel all right, sweetheart?
Uh-huh. I certainly do. I feel fine.
Not you, Patsy. Now, come on and let's go. Ouch, my foot. Will you watch where you're going?
Well, I can't see a thing with this veil on. You can't see a thing.
You don't wear the veil. The bride wears it. Here, put it on, Patsy.
Thank you, Ollie.
Did you get her some orange blossoms for her hair like I told you to?
Well, I couldn't find the orange blossoms, so I got some oranges instead.
Yeah, real oranges, look.
Oh, so that's what's hanging in front of your eyes.
Uh-huh.
How do you keep them there?
She's got bags for them, I do.
Well, you keep still. Now, let's go in.
Ollie.
What?
I'm scared.
Scared of what?
Well, I'm going to marry Patsy. We've only been going steady for 12 years, and you know how it is.
Now, don't be nervous. Take a little shot of this.
What is it?
16-year-old prune punch. It'll bolster your right up. Here.
Thank you, Ollie. Oh, boy, that's good. Thank you, Ollie. Here's the bottle.
Well, where's the cork?
What cork?
The cork that was in the bottle.
Oh, I thought that was a prune pit, and I swallowed it.
Oh, say, will you please ring the bell and stop wasting my time?
Okay.
Ring it louder. We've got to wake the justice up.
What's the matter? Is he dead or something?
Here, I'll ring it. That's the way to do it. Oh!
What happened?
What's going on here? What's all the racket?
We'd like to get married if it's not too much trouble.
Not too much trouble? Getting that guy up at this hour of the night?
What are you squawking about? We're up.
The cork's up, too.
Now I can take my finger out of this bottle.
Well, as long as I'm up, come on in. Well, are you coming in or not?
Oh, yes,
sure,
yes. We'll
be right
we're coming
here.
In, yeah.
Sure.
Now, which is which here?
Well, this is she, and that's it.
My goodness, young lady, where did you get that veil you're wearing?
From my father.
He keeps bees, Judge.
Young man, you're very fortunate to have a girl like this. My dear, you have lovely orange eyes.
Thank you, Judge. Have one?
No, thanks.
I'll have one, if you don't mind.
You can eat later.
Now, miss, I'll have to fill out this certificate. What's your name, please?
Patsy Moran.
What?
Moran. M-O-R-O-N.
Oh!
What's that for?
Now, you keep out of this. And now, what's your name?
My name? Laurel. But call me Stanley for short.
And where were you born?
Bridge, Minnesota.
Bridge, Minnesota?
Yeah. On the bridge, right between St. Paul and Minneapolis. You know, I'll never forget that morning. All the cars that were coming around, and there was trucks coming...
Will you keep quiet?
All right, now stand here before me.
Excuse me.
Well, let's go. I want to get back to bed. Now, young lady, you take this man to be your lawful wedded husband?
I do.
And you, Stanley for short? Do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?
I don't think so.
Why not?
I've taken a dislike to her.
You've taken a dislike to her?
Yep.
Catch her, Judge. She's fainted.
Yeah, quick, get her some brandy.
I haven't got any brandy.
A beer will do.
You're a fine judge. No brandy.
Just a minute. Did you or did you not wake me up out of a sound sleep to marry you?
I don't remember.
And now you stand there and say you don't want to go through with it?
Well, I'm sorry I changed my mind. I couldn't help it.
Why, you little... I'm going to take you...
Come on, Stanley and Patson. Let's get out of here.
All right. Oh, Stanley, you brute.
I can't help it, Patsy. I just...
Stanley.
What, Ollie?
You came out here to get married, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
You took poor little Patsy away from her mother, her home.
Yes, I know, but...
You stand her up at the altar. Only a cad would do that.
I'm sorry, Ollie.
Now, we're going back in there, and you're going to behave yourself.
Ollie.
What?
Give me another shot.
Here.
Thanks, Ollie. Oh, boy, that's good. Thank you.
Now kiss and make up. Oh, not me, Patsy.
Oh, so it's you. Oh, so it's you again, eh?
Now everything's all straightened out.
Come on.
Everything's all straight now, Judge. I've talked to Stanley.
Well, it better be. Come in. Now stand before me. Young man, do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?
I do.
Fine. Now, young woman, do you take this man to be your lawful wedded husband?
I should say not.
Why not?
I've taken a dislike to him.
Well, can you beat that?
Why, you two little whippersnappers? I'll take the both of you and wring your necks.
Come on, let's get out of here. This is another fine mess you've gotten me into. Now look, Patsy, you came out here to get married, didn't you?
Sure.
You took poor little Stanley away from me. You broke up my home. You brought him all the way here to Las Vegas.
Yeah, I know.
And when you get here, you leave him standing at the altar. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now kiss and make up.
Oh.
Not me, Stanley. Now, come on and let's go in.
Ollie.
What?
How about another shot?
Not now.
Make it two.
Wait till after you're married.
Surprise?
Surprise? Why, you...
Calm down, Judge. Oh. Now, everything is all set.
Oh, it is, huh?
Yep.
Then step right in, folks.
Thank you, Judge.
Now, stand before me. Do you take this man to be your lawful wedded husband?
I do.
And do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?
I do.
Then I won't marry you!
Why not?
Because I've taken a dislike to the whole bunch of you.
But, Judge!
Get out of here!
Well, it looks like back to the laundry for me.
Ollie, how about that shot you promised me?
I'm glad you reminded me. Here it is.
Wonderful sketch, The Marriage of Stan Laurel, Laurel and Hardy. You're listening to The Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. The Happy Station, of course, we should play comedy every now and again to keep everybody happy. Laughter is the best medicine. I had an accident a few months ago, a different one from a motorbike. Actually, was involving a car while filming something. And I kept the nurses and doctors in stitches. Get it? In stitches? Doctors? Nurses? Yeah, a bad joke, I know. But anyway, they thought I was nuts. Well, I am, you know. So yes, exactly. Laughter is the best medicine. All right, time now for more music. The Boston Pops Orchestra, directed by Arthur Fiedler, playing a song that was composed by Art Garfunkel and Paul Simon. It was the Sig tune, or one of the songs used in the movie The Graduate, Mrs. Robinson. Well, Mrs. Robinson, performed by the Boston Pops Orchestra, directed by Arthur Fiedler. It's from an album made up of nothing but Simon and Garfunkel songs. Those who are fans of the classic BBC television series may have heard that the BBC is planning to do a one-time special of Are You Being Served for the 50th anniversary of BBC television comedy. Now, all the original cast members are no longer with us, so of course they had to find new actors. And I recently saw in one of the British newspapers the lineup. And I'm gonna keep an open mind over it, but I'm really interested to see how it's going to be. I'm not 100% certain it's going to be. Well, let's see. That's the only thing I can say is let's see. But there were a number of actors who were in the series that were from Music Hall. For example, Alfie Bass, who played Mr. Goldberg, he was a Music Hall performer.
And in the 1960s, early 1960s, he recorded an album with some other singers made up of very popular British pub songs. And we're going to listen to one of them right now. Here's Arthur Bass, otherwise known as Alfie Bass, otherwise known as Mr. Goldberg from Are You Being Served with the Rat Catcher's Daughter.
In Westminster, not long ago, there lived a rat catcher's daughter. But she wasn't born in Westminster, but on the other side of the water. Her father killed rats and she cried sprats all round and over the water. And the gentle folks, they all bought sprats off the pretty little rat catcher's daughter.
Doodle-dee, doodle-dum, dee-dum,
rich and great come far and near to marry her, they all sought her. But at friends or foes, she cocked up her nose, did the rat catch his pretty daughter. For there was a man tried lily-white sand in Cupid's net had caught her. And over red and tears in love was the pretty rat catcher's daughter.
Doodle-dee,
they both agreed to marry me upon next Easter Sunday. But the rat catcher's daughter had a dream she'd not be alive next Monday. To buy some sprats once more she went and tumbled into the water. Went down to the bottom all smothered in mud, this pretty rat catcher's daughter.
Doodle-dee,
when Lily White Sandy heard the news, both his eyes run down with water. Says he in love, I'll constant prove, blow me if I live long after. So he cut his throat with a piece of glass and stabbed his donkey after. So Donkey and Lily White Sand both died through love for the rat catcher's daughter.
Doodle-dee, doodle-dum, dee-dum-doodle-dum.
Alfie Bass and the Rat Catcher's Daughter. Yes, Alfie Bass, you may remember him from the popular British television series Are You Being Served? He didn't appear in the full series, except for about six episodes where he played Mr. Goldberg. And other ones as well. Also performed in the music hall. And it was all the actors who played the more senior characters. And we do actually have recordings of them, and we will play them on another edition of the program. If you want to get in touch with us to let us know what you think of the show, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address is very simple, pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. Once again, pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. Let's get to some more music. I just feel like playing a lot more music today. Madonna and Rain.
Hear it.
Madonna and Rain. In a few weeks' time, we're going to be bringing you a special edition of the program featuring a concert of the legendary Katarina Valente that was recorded for West German television in the 1980s. Now, Katarina Valente is one of those singers who, well, I mean, she sang in so many different languages. Tom Meyer had a chance to speak to her many years ago. And we will bring that on a future program. But today, right now, we're going to listen to one of my favorite songs by her called Kismet.
Bin ich glücklich? Ich weiß es nicht. Ich will fort, aber ich bleibe. Warum bleibe ich? Ich lebe mein Leben, Kismet. Ich frage nicht, warum. Was ich da tue, ist Kismet. Und mein Verstand bleibt stumm. Ich tue vielleicht das Falsche und kehre doch nicht um. Dass die Männer? Sollen wir sie fragen? Ach, lassen wir das. Träumen wir weiter. Es ist nicht alles Kismet. Ich kann mich selbst befreien. Dann wird mein eigener Wille schon bald mein Kismet sein. Dann holen meine Wünsche den grauen Alltag ein. Ich kann nicht einsam sein. Doch ich bin auf. Von den Frauen. Sollen wir sie fragen? Ach, lassen wir das. Lassen wir das. Das ist das Leben, Kismet. Das haut nicht immer hin. Wenn mal was schief geht, Kismet, dann ist noch alles drin. Wir gehen alle weiter und keiner weiß wohin. Ich will nicht einsam sein, doch ich bin auf.
Katarina Valente and Kismet. I do want to play at least two more songs before we go. I am also a big fan, as you're probably aware, of Miriam Makeba, otherwise known as Mama Africa. She has songs like the Click song Pata Pata, which were big international hits. But before she had hits in the United States, she also had hits in South Africa, singing in English and also in her native tongue. And this is probably one of the earliest Miriam Makeba recordings from 1952.
Who's
Yes, yes, very early, Miriam Makeba, and a song, and I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce the title. Anyway, we are now out of time. We're going to leave you today with another song that was composed by Art Garfunkel and Paul Simon called Bridge Over Troubled Waters, but the version that we're going to take a listen to is by Ray Conniff and his singers. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Parent wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, à vide zen, adios amigos, and sayonara.